so grateful that you guys decided to join me here on Young Money Muggles podcast, as well as here in our private Facebook group. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, you guys. Listen up. We are a part of the greatest wealth transfer of all time, okay? We are in a new age, and because we are in a new age, we must understand, okay, that things are changing for us, all right? You're gonna have to learn how to work at home. You're gonna have to learn how to adapt, because believe it or not, we may be coming up on things that we thought was gonna be the same. Hear me out, we thought it was gonna be the same. But the day in the world we live in is no longer the same, you guys, all right? And we must adjust, we must grow, we must become better with it. So with that being said, I am excited to bring to you guys this concept, all right? This concept of Amazon. Jeff Bezos is what? A billionaire now. He's the world's most richest man. This company is not going anywhere, you guys. Amazon affiliates, Amazon FBA is just one of the avenues and various streams that you can make from Amazon, all right? So you have not only Amazon affiliate, Amazon FBA, but you also have Amazon Flex. You can download the Amazon app right now, Amazon Flex. If you have a license, put in your license, and you can start delivery and driving for them. If you have a license or you have a car, sorry. You can start delivery driving for them. That easy. They also have a program. If you have $10,000, you can become a director and a coordinator for a shipping or a delivery site. So then you're basically that owner or that operator for that site. So there's a lot of different avenues. You can do Amazon Voice. You can do Amazon Fulfillment, where you work at the warehouses. You can work in their back office. You can do so many things with Amazon. You just have to find it. You need to work for it. And you need to make sure that you are not overcommitting or overselling and undercommitting, okay? We always do that. We oversell ourselves and then we undercommit on things, all right? So let's get ourselves ready, okay, to learn about Amazon FBA. All right, so let me see if I got this screen sharing right, all right? I really tried to get this together for you guys, so I hope you appreciate this. All right, let's get it. Let's see. All right. Let's see how it looks. See me, or y'all just see the screen. Has it changed or no? Okay, so yeah, it didn't do it right. It's okay. All right. It's fine, you guys. I'm just not gonna have to do the screen sharing, but I'm all is well. What I'll do is I'll make a program out of it, or I'll make a PDF for you guys to download this for free. So we'll go from there, no worries. But Amazon FBA, okay, you guys? Amazon FBA, must first and foremost, you must understand when it comes to Amazon FBA, okay, you must understand that this thing was set up, it has systems in play, you know, this is something we talk about, systems in play, having systems in play, and it isn't going anywhere anytime soon, okay, you guys, I can promise you that, I can reassure you that Amazon is not going anywhere anytime soon, okay, you guys, so Having a passion, understanding the purpose, and understanding your pursuit of this will help you. What do you mean, Kenyon? Why do you have to talk about that before you talk about Amazon? Okay, because if you don't have a passion to work, this is gonna take work. If you don't have a passion to work, you are not gonna do this, okay? This takes time, this takes effort, this takes care, this takes actually being aware of things, okay? You're gonna have to invest money, okay? It takes money to make money. And I know a lot of people always get upset and say, why? Why does it always have to take money to make money? Why do I always have to put money in? That's just part of the game, okay? So I don't make the game. You just gotta play the game and play by the rules. And when you play by the rules, you begin to win. All right, you guys. So Amazon FBA, having that passion, you need to highlight what's new, unusual, or surprising for you right now. What's new, unusual, or surprising for you? Get you a team that is passionate and as passionate as your vision as you are, and as passionate as your purpose as you are, okay? If they are as passionate as you are, they will help you, okay? Because this is gonna require you to do a lot of product researching. You're gonna have to look and see and do a lot of in-depth data work saying, okay, this is how much I wanna make. This is how much the product costs. This is how much it costs for this fee or whatever, because it fluctuates per day. It fluctuates per month on what you make. All right, you guys? So you have to really gear your mind and gear yourself ready to handle the pressure that it's gonna bring, okay? But passion, having that purpose, okay? Yeah, giving the people a reason to care. You always have to have a why. You always have to have something before you that is giving you a push, a reason, whether it's your kids, whether it's your own morals, your own respect for yourself. Why are you doing this? Why are you trying to start this business, okay? Because that will help you in the longevity of it. There's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days, okay? If you think about the context of a potter and working with clay, all right? They move up and they move down. There's going to be times where the clay falls over and they're going to have to start over. There's going to be times where you're going to have to really build and use your hands and take your time. There's going to be time that you're going to have to really put in the work. That's what people don't want to hear. You're going to have to put in the work. So before I start, I want you to understand that, okay? I really want you to understand you have to put in the work and pursue. You must provide a unifying, simple message so that everyone can pursue it with you, everyone can help you, and you can accomplish it, all right? Who do you keep around as your company? That's what I want to ask you. Who do you keep around as your company? If you're around four idiots, you're the fifth one. I'm sorry to tell you that. If you're around four idiots, you're the fifth one. So change your people. Get around people who are doing Amazon FBA. Get around people who are motivated for it. Get plugged into communities. I got plugged into Joshua Crisp community back in May, and it's just been a blessing. It's just been so beneficial for my life. I don't really want to talk about the money, but if you've been in our Facebook group, you've seen the receipts from various lives that I've done before where I've showed you how much you can make within a month. It's legit, and you have to make sure that you're around people who are gonna help you grow, because if you aren't around people who are gonna help you grow, you're gonna continue to do the same cycles, and then you're gonna start this, and then you're gonna say, oh, Kenyon was a fraud, or whoever else taught you this was a fraud, but the very fact of it was that you didn't have what it takes to continue a thing, and you need to be around people to help you continue a thing, because you can't do it alone, and you need to be the fifth one in the room that is the smartest one, okay? So if you're around four idiots, you're the fifth one. Get around four geniuses. Get around four intellectual people. Get around four entrepreneurs. Get around four of those people so that you can be the fifth one of those, all right? And this is what you need to understand. All you need is just one, okay? You need your own product. And you don't have to do it this hard. You can do it on your phone. You can do it if you have a laptop or a desktop. That's a lot easier to help you in depth do multiple searchings and things of that sort. Because then you can use your phone and the laptop, and you can have multiple windows. It's just a lot that takes into this, okay? But all it takes is one. One product, okay? One product can change your life. One product can change your life, you guys, all right? one product for us changed our lives. I know some of you guys are like, what? What do you mean? This is has no logo. This is an everyday use. This is what people need in their lives. This is what people need for offices, for schools. Get plugged into a source, and you can make tens and thousands of dollars from items like this. It doesn't have to be hard. Doesn't have to be hard. And that's actual facts. Like I said, if you looked at our lives, if you're part of our Facebook group, I'm being very candid right now, because even though I am in the Facebook group, I'm still on YouTube postings as well. But you'll see the track proof. I don't like putting my money out there, because then all of a sudden everybody start having problems and want to talk to me and want me to be their coach and stuff, and then I don't like that. You should just trust the process and believe it. It'll work for you. Trust the process. Follow the tools. Follow what you need to do. All right. I recommend that you, here's your two nuggets for it. Recommend that you download Jungle Scout and Amazon Hunter. Jungle Scout and Amazon Hunter. Amazon Hunter is from my mentor, Joshua Crisp, but he is still working on it. So I believe it's open to the public, but I got in the first 100 group. So Jungle Scout might be the best way for you right now. Jungle Scout will help you with product research, help you with data entry, help you understand profit, the ROI of it, understand really if you want to get into a product or not. Because when you look at how much is being bought, who's selling it, what they're selling it for, the average sale of it, the average cost of it, the average monthly sale, ROI from it. So the money you're getting back from buying office supplies, home goods, beauty, lawn care. I'm gonna come back on later on today with my COO Andre, because it's gotten to the point now. I know you guys are like, but you just started it in May. How can you say that? But yeah, it's got to the point now that I have a COO, I have multiple EAs. Have one working on Amazon and one starting to help me more with YouTube and other things. But it's gotten to that point where we're able to have more people and hire people and help them as well start their business, do whatever they want to do. And I'm focusing on other stuff now, and it's kind of been a business. So I have my own COO. He focuses on it. He helps with the Amazon affiliates. So he's going to help, and he's going to come on later on, and we're going to really talk about it again. Prayerfully, I can have the screen sharing so that you can see the sites and the things that we added on, because I really tried to break this down and have you have a nice little presentation. But nonetheless, we're going to continue on, because I'm just reading from the slides right now, okay? So, learning how to work from home can build wealth and leave a legacy. How can this build wealth and leave a legacy, okay? This is not the only tool that you're gonna use. This is not the only way you're gonna get money. I get money from sponsorships. I do coaching, so I do life coaching, and I'm a musician manager. So not necessarily a manager, but I do life coaching as their management, if that makes sense. A lot of people can't prosper in their things until they prosper within. Okay, so when you learn to prosper from within, then you can prosper in things, and you can prosper around, and you can prosper, just whole. You have to be whole within first. When you're whole within, it comes out, all right? So I'm not going to dwell on that, but yes, learn how to work from home, build wealth, and leave a legacy. Seven streams, multiple streams of income, and this is one of those streams. When you get that leg strong, then you can move to the next leg. So you can use this, I always say it, you use this to save your money, and then you invest the difference. You use this to help pay those bills. You use this to, if this is your only way of making money, it can be done. It can be done. I'm just thinking big. I'm thinking future minded. You know, you guys may see this as something that I'm just doing for y'all and being, this is a business for me. This is legacy for me. When I grow old and the future is coming where we're all either stuck at home because of disease or we're stuck at home because of whatever, I can leave a legacy to my family, and when we are released and we can travel, we can do things. I have money stored up, stocked up in other things so that they don't have to not only go to college, but they can choose which business they want to go from. If they want to be into traveling, if they want to be in life insurance, if they want to be into retail, because this is what it is. You're in retail, okay? As you get into depths with this, I recommend that you get an EIN. It makes it official. It helps you because it helps you guard your money. Our first month, we made $10,000 because we bought enough product and we were ready. And it hit us so, it hit us just like boom, it hit us so quick. That if you aren't ready for that pressure and the handlings of business, it will crush you, okay? So I recommend getting an EIN and having that flow chart of things, because it takes money to make money. So you still gotta pay fees from Amazon. Roughly, they take around 15% and some other fees like shipping and things of that sort from you. It's not that bad, especially if you make a lot. But then if you have EAs and people like I do and things of that sort, then you have to start worrying about paying others. So it can be fun. It could be a nice, fun journey. But by the end of this, I promise you that you will be able to better understand. You will be able to better track out Amazon FBA and truly, truly, truly be at peace. Okay? Because oftentimes, we're freaking out. We want money. We want money now. What I'm going to tell you is that this is not going to give you money now, okay? I wish that I could say that that will happen, okay? That's not what's going to happen. You're not going to get money now. It's going to come later. You got to learn how to have delayed gratification, okay, you guys? Sometimes we want stuff now. Because of the generation we are in, we're in a popcorn generation, so we want stuff now, but this is going to take investment, okay? You got to invest the time, you got to stay up late looking up product, researching product, you got to stay up late actually trying to make sure that things are aligned and in code. A lot of people are helping people, but a lot of people aren't giving out free content. So that's why I'm here trying to give out the free content and help you guys along. So I thank you for watching. I thank you for listening on the podcast right now. And I thank you for participating and commenting. You guys, you are awesome. I really appreciate you guys. If you're still on here, Devin, thanks for commenting. I look forward to talking to you later this week, sir. So Amazon's revenue has increased in 2019. 37.4% to a record $96.15 billion, you guys. Its net income also set a quarterly record at $6.3 billion and has an increase of 196.7% over the third quarter of 2019. This was 2019's records. And I did that to show you what they were making in 2019. So imagine what's going on right now in 2020. Jungle Scout. Download Jungle Scout, you guys. Jungle Scout, and you can also look up AMZ Hunter. Go on amzhunter.com or AMZ Hunter on Instagram. I believe that it's out there. Or you can also go into my links that I have on YouTube and Instagram and everywhere else is our... Jungle Scout, Jungle Scout code. It's like a Jungle Scout link from Joshua Crisp that I have. So, Joshua Crisp, sorry. He has a link, that you can use. So, it's actually a discounted link because when you search and you get into Jungle Scout, you realize that it does cost a hefty amount, but for the price that you get back from finding the data, from the price that you get back from having that extra hand and that extra information for your products, it really helps and it's really beneficial. Thanks for coming on, Amber. I appreciate you. You guys, so yeah, Amazon affiliate, Amazon FBA. I know I kind of went on a tangent if you thought it was, but it was actually laying the foundation for you, because you got to understand your passion, you got to understand the purpose, you got to understand, you really got to understand those things and have a ground set. If your mind isn't on discipline, if your mind isn't on you, sometimes you have to learn, you got to tell your mind what to do. So some days I have to get up and tell my mind, you're going to look at some products, or you're going to look at the store, you're going to go here, you're going to drive to Amazon Fulfillment, and you're going to look at your products, and you're going to handle this, you're going to do that. There's days I really don't want to, okay? But especially right now with COVID, there's been a lot of emails constantly of different policies that they're changing and trying to accommodate to. So it's been a lot, okay? However, Amazon Affiliate is a great way for you to get plugged in. I will send you all, like I said, the PDF of this screen that I was going to show you, so that you're able to click on the link and you could be able to get started and have a nice fresh run with it. Amazon Affiliate, you can go on Google and do Amazon Affiliate that way. But if you don't feel sure, just be patient with me and I will post it later on here in the group with you guys. That way you're able to go ahead and start. But Amazon Affiliate is just a great way for you to make commissions off of links, okay? So what you'll do is when you open up the Amazon Affiliate, you would search products, whether it's hand sanitizer, masks, stick notes, whatever you feel as though your audience would be, your niche would be. You would find the links. After you get the links, there's certain promo deals you can do where you can get people 10% off, 5 off, 75 off. Sometimes you can find things that you give them for free if they buy up to $50, or you can help them get free shipping if they don't have Prime. They can get free shipping for $50. Or if you find people who are social workers or school people, you can help them with a special code that they give you that they can get Amazon Prime for as low as like 99 cents a month. All right, so there's a lot of different things in the Amazon Affiliate program, but what we do is you post the links, okay, and you post them on Facebook, you post them to family, friends, and Messenger. If they search something on there, even if they don't buy it, okay, if they don't buy the hand sanitizer, they will still look on Amazon and buy something else. You will get paid from them searching on that link, okay? Whatever they search for and buy on there, you'll still get paid the commission for it. So if they don't buy your hand sanitizer, but they buy some shoes or they buy glasses or something, you'll still get paid for that. You'll still get paid the commission. And then if you can target it, so like for me, I have it on our website, and I have it where I run Facebook ads for different things. So right now, the PlayStation 5 is out. You run a Facebook ad for the PlayStation 5 on Amazon link. You run a PlayStation ad for a new PlayStation 4 game or something like that. This is the greatest time, like I said, Black Friday, holidays. Start running ads. You can run ads for as low as $1 to 100 people, for as low as 30 cents to 500 people. You can do a lot with ads, okay? And you can really break it down and budget it so that you're not spending a lot. We do $50 a month in the ads, and we make over maybe $275, close to, I want to say, it's like between $300 to $275. It varies every now and then. So, but you need to understand, when you're doing Amazon Affiliate, you can send people links. You can make blog posts on your website. So on our website, I have not only blogs about my life and blogs about things that I've logged in, but then you can do blogs about the top 20 things that Amazon is selling right now. And you can make the links, and people will click those links. And when they click the links, you get paid for them clicking the links. And then you also get paid between 5 to 10% of commission from whatever they buy. So whatever dollar amount that they buy, that's the commission that you get. All right, and it pays over time. Like I said, you have to play the long run, but it pays. I'm so grateful for it. Amazon Affiliate is a great way to also help people. Like I said, you can send them different links. You have different sales, different blaster sales. I'm starting to have the team post more into the Facebook group, so you guys are going to start seeing that more, especially with the holidays coming on. A lot more links on just different things. You can do shoes. There's so much, you guys. I have family that hits me up and say, hey, You still doing Amazon store? Yes. What do you need? They tell me, oh, I want, I got my cousin, he got some earphones. I actually posted it in my story a while back, if you saw that, if you like follow me on Instagram or whatever. But he bought them that day. The next day, I got the email. Someone's bought, blah, 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 new commission, blah, blah, blah. And just like that, next day. Hey, I need something, you know. Then my wife, oh, we're going to buy something, you know. And that's the joys of it. So because it's in my name, if my wife buys stuff, I get paid for what she buys. So, you know, I'm adamant, you know, about buying things sometimes. But if you're going to buy it, hey, let's get some money back on it. So you can definitely do it that way. It's a great tool and a great way to earn extra money. And like I said, you save that money and then you invest the difference. Too many of us are living too large. We don't have a budget. We're living unrealistic right now. We think that just because we got $1,500 in a check, we're supposed to spend $1,500.
But my rent's $900, so I only got a little bit anyway. And I'm that big ass electric. I got $100 to myself. I deserve it.
No, live a little bit lower, below your means. Turn off some lights. Stop eating out all the time. Cook. It's actually cheaper. You think it's not, but it is. Do some things, have some life principles so that you can minimize your money and then you can have more money to invest, okay? I can only talk about it now because I've actually lived it. I actually saved money back when me and my wife were separated. I saved money even though I was having child support. I had two jobs. I was working at AutoZone during the day and McDonald's overnight, and I saved money and I saved it and I put it into stocks. I had two different bank accounts. I think I'm going to do a YouTube about that soon. I had two different bank accounts, and I did the 50-30-20 rule, okay? 20% always went straight to the savings account. I didn't touch it. I didn't look at it. I didn't do anything. Every 2 weeks when I got paid from both of those companies, you can do split payments at your jobs. You just never paid attention to it, or you never understood how to really sit down and work it out with them and talk about it. Just about your taxes. You file your taxes any kind of way because you just don't care. You don't know. So you just do 0-1 whatever. But I let that money keep going. And then after a while, I looked over and saw how much I had. So I put it into stocks. You put it into stocks, and then after a while, you start getting paid dividends. That's a stream of income. So now I'm getting paid dividends, and then from there, I move into investing my money into other things, like trying to move back and trying to establish a job here. There was a time, because of COVID, I wasn't working, but because of my dividends, because of my home-based business, helping people with their credit and helping taxes and financially advising people, I was able to float and not worry so much on a 9-to-5. The 9-to-5 was helping. It's a cane. It's one of the canes that I used to help. It was one of the streams, but it wasn't my only sole income. And then I had the savings, because when I got paid dividends, some dividends I kept using to invest back into stocks, and then I'm still getting paid every 2 weeks. And then I worked for a glorious company. I love Food Lion. So they had glorious plans, 401k plans, a whole bunch of other different ones, life insurance and health plans. So as I'm getting money, that money was going to the side for this and that and the third, because I was a manager, so I was getting good benefits, right? So you use that money and you play it. Too often times we use it and then we spend it and then we're upset because we don't have anything. Like I said, delayed gratification. And debt gratitude too. Delayed gratification. So, Amazon affiliate, post stuff, post the links, and get it out there, okay, you guys? Then you have Amazon FBA. Amazon FBA, okay, cost a month. It's like about $39, I think, like that a month. And you find the products through Jungle Scout. You find the products through Amazon Hunter. You find those products on Alibaba.com. You go through and you search things and you look at products that other people are already selling from Jungle Scout, and you see, you know, if it's profitable for you to get in that market, or if it's even profitable for you to just try something different. There's someone, me and my EA for Amazon, we were looking up eyelashes the other day. Did you know that people buy $15 per average? People are spending $15 for y'all little magnetic and little, mighty God. I was like, 15? She was like, yeah. I went off because I was about to really try to start buying some and selling them to y'all for the low and get some real good money. But yeah, it was like, what the heck? So, yeah, Amazon FBA is just a great way. And then, like I said, that's one stream. I'm trying to open your mind and expand your mind right now, so that's why I'm not solely talking about it. This is just the entry to it. It's actually going to be a part of our Alpha Academy that's coming up, so you can be able to learn more about it. But yeah, exactly. What do you think about Shopify? So Shopify is a great way, okay? It's a great way for a stream of income, because we also do that. Me and my team are actually, we shut it down and we're revamping my t-shirt business. It's my dog trying to get some chicken bone, sorry. But we're gonna revamp our t-shirt business, because that is a great way. You can go to Alibaba.com, find products, put your logo on it, it gets shipped to you, and then you can use Shopify. Shopify is more at home type business, or if you're going to have a business building or something like that, it's just solely you. You can't really connect Amazon in a sense. You can connect it if you have like a blog on your Shopify. Like I said, you can do the top 20 and put your links on there. But Shopify is a great way. If you're ready to pay the monthly fee, because it's still a monthly fee, so I think we pay $25 a month or $29 a month. And then you can get a virtual assistant on there that helps you, like Kit. Sometimes it helps us. I don't even be posted on Young Money Muggles sometimes. I schedule posts with Kit, and it will post for you. So that's a great way, because you can plan ahead, you know. So that helps me. I sit down every Sunday, and I plan out everything. And then sometimes I'll sit down and plan out the whole month. So I have my whole travel planned out. It's just if COVID acts right. So if COVID acts right, Arizona, we coming to you. Young Money Muggles is coming to Arizona in January. But Shopify is a great way for you to make money. You can use it for t-shirt business, slides. There's so many different things that you can do out there. Printify is a great service that you can add on with Shopify. So you do Printify, and that's how I started. So 2019, when we started my shirt business, this is actually the year anniversary for it, was last month. But started my shirt business, Young Money Muggles, the shirts, the sweatshirts, all of that you see, you can just get it from there. It's automated, low overhead costs. You don't have to worry about paying people to do things for you, unless you really, you know, like I said, want to do it at home and it's just you and you. But you can do Printify, you can do other add-ons, so that I never touched anything but the money at the end. They pay. You got to pay to get the product, you know, whether, like I said, whether if you have Shopify or you use Printify. So I use Printify. Printify was that people paid. Printify had the money. Okay, I paid Printify to you know, send it to them and to, you know, process the product for them. It processes it, all of that. It gets sent to them. They make the shirt for me, all of that. And then I just take the money and the fee after I take, I take the money after the fees. And I hope I said that for you. I was trying to slow myself down. But yeah, Printify can do everything for you. Printify can help you. If you're going to do Shopify, that's just something free. I don't know if you're on my Facebook or if you're on my, if you're on the private Facebook or if you're on the YouTube. It's not showing me the distinction back here on our studio. But yes, it definitely, Shopify is helpful, because you can do that. I had people buying shirts. Like I said, I didn't have to worry about making the shirts. Nothing. All I did was, hey, boom. And they made it. They made the concept. I put the logo on the shirts. Whoever they had, they made them. I had people in China and California and everywhere. So when COVID happened, that's when things began to shift. So we had to change our mindset. So now we're going to do more with it, and I'm excited that we're going to do it. But yes, Amazon FBA, thanks for that question, by the way. Like I said, back here in my back office, it doesn't give me full names of everyone unless you accept the permission. So I'm assuming certain people by the comments, but it doesn't tell me anything. It just says user. But yes, you guys, Amazon FBA, Amazon affiliate, you can also use Shopify. Multiple streams of income. That's the way to go, okay? You have multiple streams. If something's not always performing as you want it to, it's helpful. Okay, Amber, good, yes. Thanks for sticking on, Amber, I appreciate that. So, Amazon affiliate, you get links for people. You get custom links, you send it to them. You can get 10% off links. You can really break it down. And like I said in my post, you don't have to market it to your family and friends, but if you talk about Amazon, you can market it to them, because who do you know that buys Amazon products? Or buys from off of Amazon? Who do you know? Everybody. Everybody's buying from off of Amazon. So you just tell them, hey, come to me. You know, it doesn't hurt to tell them, come to me, you know, I'm gonna help you. You don't always have to help them. Sometimes just say, hey, come to me. I got you, you know, just come to me. And then it's a help, it's a win-win, you know? And you can even sometimes tell them what's going on, because sometimes people want to help you. And if it's not really at any other cost to them, they're going to buy it anyway. That's how my cousin always feels. And he's a very logical man. I'm actually going to have him come on and talk with you guys about life insurance and investing into stocks soon. But yeah, he's a very practical man. He's like, if you already do it, it's paying you, but it's not like I have to do anything extra. Why can't I just come to you, you know? So it's helpful. You can get people who are set in your pocket who can help you and actually perform and produce. And then you can use those people when it comes to the Amazon FBA. How? Because you're going to need to have reviews. You're going to need to have helping getting your stars up. So those same people that are helping you on Amazon affiliate or in your private Facebook groups or in your text blast, whatever you have as a marketing tool for you, you can then go to them and say, hey, do you want to try this products for free? We'll give you these products for free, and then you just rate it for us. And then it helps your ratings get up, and then you'll be able to be featured on the top pages on Amazon, and then you're not fighting for a spot. You're just there and you're getting paid, because then people are seeing you more products, and then you wake up one day and your bank account goes from, you know, 8784 to like 1500. I love it. Like, it's just, well, now I have a business bank account, because it gets, like I said, I'm gonna do a YouTube about just the different setups. It gets complicated, because then you need a business account to help you funnel, so that when you do that 50, 20, 30, you're still able to save. 50% goes to your bills, 30% goes to you and your leisure, and 20% goes to savings, always. And of course, you pay your tithes, and you give to your local churches and your organizations, nonprofit organizations, and help them. You have to continue the cycle. Like I said, you save and then you invest. The money has to continue to go out. You don't keep the money in just to become a millionaire and harbor the money. You use the money for another source and another way and another weapon and another tool and another thing to help you grow, build. Multiple streams. You get the stocks, you guys. You get a profession that you love. You invest in the business. You grow with a business. You get a home-based business like Amazon, Amazon FBA. From there, you can move from just, you know, one asset to the next, and one thing changing your liabilities into assets. Then you can acquire a home, and then from the home, you can rent out the home. So from Amazon, you can get real estate. So from Amazon, you can get into a life insurance. Like, that's what I did. I used it as a leg into getting to other things. You can stay there if you want. You can stay here in Amazon, and you can work, and you can be beneficial, and you can be a master of it, and you can really do it in it. It's just helpful in it as well. But even my mentor, Joshua Chris, he says it. Amazon gets you into real estate. So get into something else from it. It's going to take money to invest into it. So once you invest, go into from there into investing into something else. Grow, build. Above all things, you guys, I want you to prosper and be in good health. And I'm glad that you joined me, and I'm glad that you stayed on this long. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate it. If you haven't, go ahead and text YMM to 74121 so that you can be updated on all things business, finance, and lifestyle when it comes to our Young Money Muggles. And we will make sure that we keep you plugged in to the new things that we're doing, especially about Amazon and such. I promise you that when I learn how to screen share, not be an old man, Jesus. We will get this done. Andre's coming over later, so he's gonna help me. My team's coming. So we're gonna get this, you guys, and we're gonna be able to present it for you so that you can see it. I know a lot of you are hands-on and you prefer to see it in person and hands-on and such, so we're gonna get that presentation out there for you. Thanks for tuning in. Go ahead and subscribe to our Young Money Muggles on YouTube and tell a friend about it. You know, you never know who's struggling, never know who needs this, you never know who is willing to put in the work, because that's what it takes. You gotta be willing to put in the work to become a muggle. And you don't claim yourself as a muggle. That's what others claim you as. When others see the fruit, that's the sign. Take care, you guys. Text YMM to 74121. Love you. Take care.